As you've been hearing on WNYC, members from at least 10 major unions, including the AFL-CIO and the UFT, are joining anti-Wall Street protesters in large numbers this afternoon for a rally at Foley Square. Protesters have marched from their encampment at Zuccotti Park in Lower Manhattan to Foley Square. It's the first time that the Occupy Wall Street movement has gained such broad backing. That privately owned plaza at Liberty Street and Broadway is where some protesters have been camping out for 3 weeks. WNYC's Stephen Nesson stopped by Zuccotti Park earlier this week and asked why some of the demonstrators there came out.
I'm here as a Unitarian Universalist, and I'm trying to organize UU clergy and UU lady alike to join us in occupying Wall Street.
I'm a businessman here in New York. I work in the advertising and corporate communications field. I am, as you say, a corporate person. And I invite anyone to become one of the Harvard Men for Economic Justice. It's a concept that all of us are part of this movement.
This is coaches, professional coaches, that want to support and empower the people here.
I know people, great people who do amazing work, that don't come to this park because it is so heavily surveilled. It's privilege that we're able to be here, that I can afford to get arrested. I don't want to.
One rejoices that this movement is like mercury. If you think you can grasp it, it's going to fractionate in all different grounds, and that's a testimony to its strength.
We heard from Lincoln Statler, David Intrator, Michael Badger, an unidentified self-described anarchist, and Robert Reese. After the rally today in Foley Square, union members and Occupy Wall Street demonstrators will march back down to Zuccotti Park.